31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Radio X. News update, next.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Nice to have Alan back on the show, wasn't it?
Yeah. We're just saying. Those two used to get compared so often, didn't they?
People think that Tom Daley and Captain Crapbeard sound the same, and I don't hear it at all.
No. Yeah, that was a great chat with the Captain. When's Tom on? Is a text just here.
Tom are you still here?
Hello, I'm a diver.
Oh.
I make clothes.
You don't sound like him at all. I don't get it.
No. I don't get it. I didn't get the Joel Dommett one when we had that before.
Oh, no, you're a dead ringer for that one.
Anyway, lovely to see Tom Daley again. I like him a lot.
He's great.
He's a nice guy, but I think you could get into a really deep discussion with him about, because that mentality of if anything you do, you want to be the best. But you say that line, you don't necessarily believe you'll ever be the best.
The number one.
But if you're a sports person, being number one, that's it. And nothing else is good enough.
4 years training for 1.6 seconds.
Must mess with your brain.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Because now anything he does, it's like, oh, I'd like to be really good at it.
Yeah.
You know, he's designing clothes. He doesn't need to be the number one designer on planet Earth.
No.
Although, you know, his British Gas advert, that's the best British Gas advert for a long time, to be fair.
True,
right, Tim Key is our next guest. You might know him as Psychic Simon from Alan Partridge. He's been in a load of stuff, and he's got a brand new movie, which is an absolute must-see. And we'll talk to him in just a little bit. Meanwhile, Dom's got your new spot on weather. It's 3 minutes past nine.
From Global's newsroom, a trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump's tariff plans. It's ruled the president doesn't have the authority to use an emergency power law for them. The White House says it will appeal. In other news, Radio X has found there's been a big rise in the number of children taking knives to school, with an average of 12 being discovered every day. Figures we've seen show a 60% jump in 2 years. Blackie Nunez is a community leader in the West Midlands.
The youngest one for me was nine years old. He said to me that he'd carry a knife to protect himself, because in his mind it was kill or be killed mentality.
The government set a target of halving knife crime over the next decade. A new military command is being set up by the government to tackle cyber warfare. The Defence Secretary says the threat is intensifying. £1 billion will also be spent on technology to speed up battlefield decisions. And Caleb from Kings of Leon says some of their UK and European tour shows this summer are being cancelled after he suffered a freak accident. The band were going to play various festivals over the next 2 months, but he's broken his foot after playing with his kids. He says he can't travel now for 8 weeks.
And Dave Grohl has said, get over yourself.
Sport.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says he is proud of the journey to their Conference League title. A 4-1 victory over Real Betis in Poland saw them lift the trophy last night. It means they'll be in Europe's top competition next season. The Italian insists they'll go all out in that one as well.
This season, many times people was talking about Champions League, Europa League.
but you cannot win that competition if you play conference. So our target was to win conference. Now, next season we're going to play Champions League, and we'll see.
And Luke Littler looks to retain the Premier League darts title tonight, with the finals taking place at the O2 in London. The defending champion takes on Gowen Price in the last four. The other tie sees world number one, Luke Humphreys, face the outsider, Nathan Aspinall.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
A bit cloudy and a bit wet for much of the UK today. Sunny spells across central and eastern parts later, though. And warm, too. Temperatures up to around 23 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I'm just looking at Tom Daley's collection.
Oh, yeah.
On Reese, as much of it as I can find. And, it's very me.
It's got you written all over it.
Very me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hugely me.
You wear that around the pool, wouldn't you?
I really liked what he was wearing.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I really like that.
Yeah.
But if I walked into the studio with that, I think everybody in here would go, what on earth are you wearing?
Some of the t-shirts.
Unless I buy four outfits, each for all of us, and then it'll be like, hey, nice, I'm wearing the same thing.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Shabba.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
I can't find the whole collection.
No, really? I can't see it.
It's really tricky to find.
I guess on Monday.
Yeah. I just had to find something from the McLaren Formula One collection.
Oh.
Instead. There you go. Right, Tim Key is coming in to see us. Oh, Dom.
Oh, I love Tim Key.
Got a little treat for you.
What?
The guys have managed to find the Psychic Simon jingle.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. We're big fans of Psychic Simon, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't know what... I know we spoke to Tim about it before. And I know he loved working with Steve Coogan. He was a big fan and all that. But, you know, does he want to talk about it or not?
Mm.
The thing is, we're often with actors and comedic actors. It's like... So like, we had David Jason in.
Yeah.
Del Boy is an absolute character.
Yeah.
But with Tim Key... It's the same voice, isn't it? It's the
same.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
There's not much difference between Psychic Simon and Tim Key, and I say that with nothing but peace and love in my heart, of course. Is he in yet?
No.
Are you starting to get nervous?
No, because his someone who's with him has just arrived.
Oh, good.
So that's a good sign.
Because he was meant to be on yesterday, but...
You were saying all show yesterday. So
you got the wrong day.
No, I didn't, but I took the heat.
Yeah, from Pippa, who got the wrong day.
Yeah, she doesn't
nice
care.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Can't you see the relief in your face, though, knowing that this person's already in?
Yeah.
Yes, but he's not, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a good sign, but he's still not here.
Tim's not here yet, but I trust Tim will be today.
Oh, of course he will.
I see where the error was made.
Absolutely.
And it was definitely Tuesday.
We need to talk to him about curry as well. We must remember that.
Yeah.
Because he does love a curry.
Tim's film is called The Ballad of Wallace Island.
Yeah.
And Dominic has watched it. I tried to watch it yesterday, but I'm one of those people that...
One of those people.
One of those. If I have, like, four or five things to do... I go into a mild panic of I don't know where to start.
To be fair, you have quite a lot on at the moment.
And I back off. Well, so here's what I had to do.
Work another one.
Yesterday.
Mm.
Was I'm going to a funeral tomorrow.
Mm.
So I need to pack a bag because I'm going away. And then I need to have my suit. Now, I need to find a shirt to go with a suit.
Yeah.
And I also need to find a tie. Can't remember where my tie is. Like, it used to be, it wasn't in the, my ties were not in the place where they normally are. Don't know what's going on there, right? So then I had to, so I've got to pack a bag of normal clothes.
Mm.
Then I need to pack my suit and my shoes for the funeral. Then I need to have something else to change into because I don't want to sit on the train wearing a suit.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'm going then straight to the DJ set.
Yes.
So I need to pack my DJ bag and my outfit for what I wear on stage and everything that goes with it. So that can be collected to go there so that I can just then go there on my own. Mm. So last night I had to pack a DJ bag with all my stuff, my DJ show clothes, because I wear nice stage clothes. I'm not going on looking like a scruff. I'm making an effort. And people say, oh, Captain Crabbeard's on stage.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't need to get me involved.
I know, but you're expecting it. Plus, I'd not slagged her off for an hour.
Yeah.
Then I had to pack another bag, and I was just like, I was away with the fairies. I was like, I've got too many things to do. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, okay, so I need trainers, but I need shoes, and I need a shirt and tie, but I need a T-shirt, and I need jeans, and I need a suit trousers, and all of that. So I never got to watch the film yesterday.
Well, it's out in cinemas tomorrow. Honestly, I really recommend people going to watch it. It is great.
So
it's so good.
You said it's great.
It is.
And then my mate Imaginary Martin, whose birthday it was yesterday, he heard us talk about it, and he sent me a message saying, we've seen it. He said, we watched it with his other half, Sarah.
Right.
And he said, she didn't fall asleep once, and that is a 10 out of 10 review from
Wow,
her.
Wow. That is good.
He said that is the highest offer.
She
Forget 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Sarah didn't fall asleep.
It's so funny, that film. It's really, really good.
And sad. Tiff wants to watch it.
Yeah, Tiff would love it.
And so we said we might watch it on the train today.
Yeah.
Now, when's it? Is it out?
Cinema's tomorrow.
Oh.
That's right, James, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uncle Mike saw it.
Yeah,
I think... Was he grading it?
What?
Oh, he might have been working on it.
He's not... How dare you? He's a producer and director, dear.
I thought he was a grader.
No.
Colour grader.
That's Colour and in Tim.
That's Tim.
Oh.
Tim made everyone's eyes in The Apprentice.
This is Martin.
Blue.
Oh, I've mixed up me Tims and me Martins.
Martin's directed Blue Peter.
Yeah.
And not that fella that you were.
Not
with
that
Don.
One. Morning,
not
Peter.
Not him.
Oh,
not
he
not
did.
That, not that wrong.
Did he do Survivor or whatever it's called back in the day, or Castaway, whatever that
Castaway,
show was?
Castaway, I think it was.
In New Zealand or somewhere.
Yeah.
He directed it or something. It was brilliant.
Hey, he did Snog, Marry, Avoid back in the day.
Is that what a CV?
Is that the one with the pod?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that show was nuts.
I loved it.
It was.
That's Martin.
I don't think they could make that show these days.
Oh, God, no.
One of the bits of Snog, Marry, Avoid, for those of you who don't remember, and you will, was where they would take normally a female, I think. Or did they mix it up? Did they mix it up?
Yeah.
And they would give them a makeover. But to show you how good the makeover was, I think this was the show where they would show pictures of the person to other people and they'd go,
yeah, nothing much of that.
I'd run a mile. It was that.
How old are they? 50.
It was pre and post makeover. And they go, they're about a 4 out of 10. And then they have the makeover. He goes, they're about 6. He goes, no, we can't do this. We cannot do this show. Yeah,
that's not aged brilliantly, is it? I don't think.
I remember being fairly, I mean, how old? I'd been 15 at the time, maybe, when I was watching it, going, this isn't okay.
Yeah. You were a 3, now you're a 4. Yeah.
And that's why they should bring it back. Right? Anyway, I think we're going to watch the film later after I've interviewed him.
Definitely.
Tim Key is the man, and we'll talk about his film when he gets here in about 15 minutes.
Radio X.
All right.
Coming up, more profound and clever radio chat delivered from the highbrow bunch that is The Chris Moyle Show. The team will use the next segment as an opportunity to talk about something really good, I imagine. So stay tuned in. Plus, Tim Key is in the Radio X studio around 9:30 to talk about his new film, The Ballad of Wallace Island. I love that it's Thursday already. Like, how is it actually Thursday already?
The Chris Moyle Show.
Yesterday was Wednesday.
Radio X.
It is 9:13 and this band is called The Killers.
Watch it now, here he comes. He doesn't look up. but you can dip your feet every once in a little while.
Martin says, thanks for going through my CV on the air. There you are. Well, yeah, he's done some amazing work.
Incredible body of work, yes.
And Snog, Marry, Avoid was a great show. It was a brilliant show. Brutal, but a great show.
Oh, it was brutal.
Even the pod, which was like the voiceover, you know, makeover booth thing that they invented.
Yes.
Even that was sarcastic.
Yeah.
What do you look like?
Yeah, look at the state of you.
Yeah, do you actually think you look good in that outfit?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Right, it's 9:17. I've probably just got time to play the new Radio X record of the week. I love this song. Love it. I think it is brilliant. And I'm so pleased that Richard Ashcroft has made this, featuring a sample from Joan Armour Trading's Love and Affection. The new Richard Ashcroft song is called Lover.
Next, it's just like loving, healing.
that spiritual thing. It's just like love. Ooh, ooh, you make my heart wanna sing.
China Trading and Love and Affection, featuring a sample of Richard Ashcroft's new song called Lover. There.
Yeah.
I hope he finds that joke funny. I love it, though. I love that song.
It's great, isn't it?
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So simple, but so powerful, effective and brilliant. Hopefully I've kissed Richard Ashcroft's ass enough.
I'd like to hang out with Richard Ashcroft. He's great.
Well, yeah.
Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Did you get his number, by the way?
Did I?
Yeah. What? Did I see? I thought you two swapped numbers when he came in.
Will you?
Have you got his number?
Just leave it.
Oh, have you got his number?
Just leave it.
Are you hooking up with Rich Ashcroft?
Just leave it, will you?
When are you going for drinks with Dickie?
Just leave it, will you?
Love it.
Just leave it.
Gosh.
No, I
didn't. Shy.
I didn't get his number.
Oh, did you not?
I thought you did. Get his number. Oh. But Richard, if you're listening, can I have your number, please? Actually, no, because all I'm going to do is say, can you sort out Heaton Park tickets? So you just sort it out there. The Chris Moyles Show. Right, Tim Key should be on the way.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
So, Mrs. Johnson, as a guest of this wedding, did you have to drive 200 miles to get here?
I did.
And do you, Mr. Johnson, have to drive all the way back home again this evening?
I do.
Well, I declare that perhaps you better get a travel lodge.
Wedding coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort at travelodge.co.uk.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Get all your outdoor jobs done with Screwfix, with great value on pressure washers, mowers and outdoor paint from top brands like Kärcher, Titan and Ronseal. Shop on the app, online or in-store.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later. And nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited 18+.
Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Royalty! On today's 4 till 7, Thang, Antarctic Saviour is Penguin Boo. Plus, to celebrate the runaway success of the Bloomin' Legends podcast, we want to hear about the legends in your own life and Harry paints our pet town of West Bromwich red. The 4 till 7 Thang. From 4 till 7, it's a Thang.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco. Every little helps.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Here we go with more epic radio.
Radio X.
How much do you want me to play, Dom, for you, the Psychic Simon jingle?
All of it.
Yeah.
Twice.
Are you excited?
Yes, please.
Now, should I play it to you and get it out of the system before Tim Key comes in?
Do you know, it might be better because I might be a bit giddy. Mm. Go on, have you got it now?
Or, how about this? If I ask Tim Key...
Can we play it?
Right. If I play the jingle, would you just be Psychic Simon for 10 seconds?
Yeah. Oh, that would be good. Up close with Psychic Simon.
Right, we got a text come in, Dom, yeah. From Sharon in Hunstanton.
Mm.
And
what's she saying, Psychic Simon?
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll talk to Tim Key.
Yes.
Fingers crossed... After Mumford and Sons.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me. I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart. In the end, get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down again. Take me back. There's madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself.
7, and these are my sons.
Hello there, what?
We can deliver anything you want, anywhere in the world, as long as it's in the same county.
That's right.
Mumford & Sons, the great Irish folk band there, right?
They love it when we do that.
So Tim Key is his name, Dom. You've met him before. He is not Sidekick Simon.
Right.
He's a character that is that he's played.
Absolutely.
So don't say, here comes Sidekick Simon.
No, I won't say, here comes Sidekick
Simon. We can ask him about it. That's totally fine.
He's
a man in his own right.
It was a character, Dom.
He's written books. He's done acting.
Yes. He's a very good actor as well. Very good actor.
We're going to talk about his new film that he's got.
Mm-hmm.
When James brings him in, feel free, James. Bring him in,
James.
Bring him in. We're waiting for him. Oh, there he is. Look. Oh, my God. Look, here he comes. It's Tim Key, the Hello. Curry lover.
Good, thank you. Hello.
He's a curry lover.
Woo!
You love curry, don't you?
I do, actually, yeah.
Oh, there you go. They look at me like I'm insane. We've got so many things to talk to.
It's not the headline.
It can't be.
Oh, no. When I think of Tim Key, I think curry lover.
Yeah,
and then all of the great work that you've done. Come and take a seat. I've got lots to talk to you about. First of all, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Well, yeah, good nice to see you. When can we go for a curry?
I know. TBC.
Okay. I've not heard of that one. Is that a good place? Is that near you?
It's in Hampstead.
Dom seems to think that you said you have about 3 or 4 curries a week.
I'm sure last time you came in, you said you had at least 3 a week.
Yeah, it would be,
Is that right still?
Let's see. What day are we on? Wednesday. Yeah, I could make
that. Thursday today.
Yeah, Thursday.
Did you have a curry yesterday?
Not yesterday, no.
Tuesday?
Day before, yeah. in Delhi Brasserie.
But I love how when I mentioned it, you looked at me like I was insane.
I don't want it to be my main thing.
What would you like to be your main thing?
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Maybe.
You know we're on live now, by the way, just so you know. We're on the air live now.
Are we?
Okay, you just had a look of, we're not on yet.
I'm going to say something terrible.
No, so let's say you go on holiday, right? You go to the other side of the world,
and
you're sat at the bar, and you're chatting with someone, you've seen them around the hotel, and they go, so what do you do for a living, by the way?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, it depends if I want to get stuck with them.
Right.
I might say I work in education.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it's
vague.
If it's someone you're getting on well with.
Right, then it's out comes the CV, I think, isn't it?
Right, okay. Yeah,
and absolutely. We work through it.
and it says, curry lover, comedian, actor.
Yeah.
Poet? Would you class yourself as a poet?
What an amazing question. I mean, I've got an anthology out now. Would you not class me as a poet? Would you class yourself as a DJ?
Broadcaster. Love
it. Please,
if you don't
broadcaster. Yeah.
Well, I have here.
Oh, there it is.
A copy of your new book.
New book, yeah.
Which is called Tim Key, LA Baby.
That is a lovely sized book as well. That's an unusually lovely sized book, that, Tim.
Do you want me to talk you through the size?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times have you said that in that sultry voice?
That's on the CV.
It's designed to fit perfectly into the back of a back pocket of a pair of jeans.
Great, is it?
Shall we try this?
Up he gets. Here we go.
Shall we try it?
Up he gets.
Up he gets.
And in it goes. And that is perfect.
He ain't lying.
Oh, now, what a stroke of genius.
Is that gene perfect?
What was that? You want to know a story about buying a coffee at Heathrow? Whoa! Hello, here we go.
Oh, look at this.
I've got the bun.
But Tim, have you looked inside the book?
I've read some.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Wow.
That must be like £100, that book, Tim.
Is this book out now?
This book is out, pretty much. You can pre-order it, and then it comes out properly next month.
Great. I see that you put your headphones on and then took them off immediately.
I don't know what was going on. I was quite surprised that the blend between off-air and on-air threw me slightly.
Okay.
Were we on-air when I walked in the room?
Yeah, we're on-air now.
When I walked in the room was
what?
Yeah. When you gave me the dirty look when I sung the parody of Easy Lover by Phil Collins and Philip Bailey.
That was on-air.
So far, everything's been on-air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all things.
Now, can I ask you about this book?
And
your writing.
Yeah.
Now, I need to caveat what I'm about to say.
Oh, God, it's not pretty, is it?
With I'm a big fan of yours. I think you're very, and I'm going to be serious. Look me in the eye. Take the compliment.
It's
I think
just
you're
this caveat.
A hugely talented man.
Okay.
I think you are brilliant. I think you're very funny. I think you're a naturally funny person. I love your style of acting. I love your style of comedy. I'm a huge fan. I would like to be your friend and go for curries with you. Okay. Now, when it comes to the book, okay, explain to me what, and the listeners, what the book is about, what the idea is.
The book is about me going to Los Angeles for work for 3 months. Yeah.
But it's like very short stories.
Short poems.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's dialogues with my designer, Emily Juniper.
Right.
And dialogues with people I meet along the way. Mm-hmm. Which are sort of kind of semi-fictionalized. They sort of happened. And then poems. Are we still part of the caveat?
Well, yeah. I still love you. And I'm going to say this, and again, I'm going to use the word weird, but in a good way.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Well, the book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, it's not a straight up and down book that you would sort of buy, you know, from a bookshop.
Can I read some of it?
Oh, God, I'd love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A final assault on Curry's digital.
Yeah.
I plunked my UK-US plug adapter down on the counter. Boarding pass, please. Her voice reassuring, wholesome, like Shreddies. You are to the States, eh? She was smiling at my prongs. Two blades and a ramrod ready to suckle on the North American grid.
Okay.
I slapped down my boarding pass, jabbed one thumb onto the info, slammed the other into my chest. LA, baby. She blushed, clearly impressed with how well I was doing. I've never been, she said, handing over my secret weapon in a small bag, and I took that to mean, well done you, knock 'em dead. I'm going to work in an office, I volunteered. Right, so that's that story.
That's lovely. I like the use of suckled in there. You don't hear that enough.
Yeah, it's funny hearing it back from Woolsey. it's quite exposing. I don't think there's many authors in the world who would like to sort of come in here and just have their book read to them by Woolsey.
But it doesn't rhyme.
Depends how you read it. Okay. I could read one and it would rhyme.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. You well, just anyway. Got to twist the words at the end of the lines a bit.
This is... This is the book, which is lovely, and everybody needs to pre-order it now.
Okay, this is good. That's much better. Thanks.
Tim Key, LA Baby.
Yeah, you can pre-order it from Utter and Press, or just Google LA Baby.
LA Baby, yeah. Tim Key.
Yeah.
And also as well, it looks really cool.
That's great, yes.
And it would sit happily on any coffee table, in any bathroom, and then you can just have a little, while you're having a poo, you can read a little story about, you know, how do you do, or Lost in Translation, or... The ball game.
Yeah.
You know, you can, there you go.
Yeah. It's a memoir, really.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Semi-fictionalised. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Now.
Thank you very much for giving it the time of day.
You're welcome. And I hope I read it well.
You did.
I
messed of course.
Up
yeah.
Word,
yeah.
Now, here's the other thing we get to talk about.
Yeah.
Is your new film.
Mm.
Because you're a film star.
Oh, God, yeah.
You've been in many films.
Eight.
Eight films, though.
Is the gap between you... So did you come up with the idea with your friend or with your...
Yeah.
Is that the...
Yeah, me and Tom Basden came up with an idea for a short film in 2006.
Is the gap between you coming up with the idea and this film being released the same gap between Return of the Jedi and The Phantom Menace? Because this is a long journey.
Mm. 18 years.
Which is mad.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, yeah. We made the short... In 2006, and we loved the short. We made it with James Griffiths, our director. And we just had such a nice... We've got such happy memories of making it. And people liked it. And then, yeah, we just... it took us 18 years. I don't know. We'd sort of meet up and, you know, 5 years later, be talking about other stuff. And then at the end of the evening, wistfully talk about the short film and say, there must be something more we can do with that. And then, yeah, 15 years later, we... had an idea that another character would be in it, who was then played by Carey Mulligan.
Mm, not bad. Not bad, yeah.
Yeah, and it unlocked the whole thing. I mean, the short film was very much a short film, and, you know, you can't just stretch that out with longer pauses.
Mm.
You need, like, a story. And then we came up with this story, and that kind of completed the film and made it into a feature film, yeah.
It has got 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah. That feels low.
No, 100 is, that's good.
Oh, yeah. 100 would be good. 99, yeah, but 98, you settle for 98. It is quite high.
I think you'd take 98.
I think when we sort of, you know, we're filming it, I think we probably would have taken about 55, 56. there is some mad stuff with the film. Well, I mean, we love the film.
It's brilliant. I watched it on Tuesday. It is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you
so
much.
I loved it. I cried in it as well. It's quite poignant in certain places, without saying why.
Yeah.
I'm very, very...
Tim's acting.
It wasn't Tim's acting. It's very... Well, it was actually due to your acting. I was crying. It's very funny.
Yeah.
And the story is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a great film. Everyone go and watch it.
Very kind of you, yeah.
My friend Martin watched it and said his other half, Sarah, didn't fall asleep once, and that is a 10 out of 10 rating.
Yeah. Well, that rarely happens. 9.8 out of 10.
Okay, all right, sure. Okay. Yeah, bogged down with the numbers. it's a lovely story, so tell everybody. Mm. Oh, we got to take a break?
Yes.
Okay, we got to take a break.
We'll say what about next.
We'll be back though, won't we?
We will be back, yeah. Fingers crossed. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Mr. Tim Key in just a few seconds.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Plug in. Charge up. Jump in.
Radio X.
I never thought of myself as the give inter. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains, and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm,
the home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides, and rare archive recordings.
Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. With a dedicated station.
Yeah, you got that one, right?
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker. Radio X.
Oasis. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Thanks, commercial friends, for those adverts. Let's hear from Chris now.
Radio X.
5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. That's Sam Fender and People Watching. We need to do that. Oh, now, see, he's put the headphones on. I now have to play the jingle.
Yeah,
oh.
It's time.
Are your headphones on?
Yeah, yes.
They are?
Yes, mate.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, mate.
Okay.
Psychic Simon, Psychic Simon.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not.
And take him off again.
Okay.
Yeah. Did like that.
Yeah, that's Tim, I mean, Alan Partridge.
Tim Key's enthusiastic. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, God.
There's more of that coming.
Oh, is yes. there?
It's unstoppable.
Oh. Is Psychic Simon involved in the new...
Yeah, yeah, he's in
really?
There. Only 12 episodes of 40 Towers, weren't there?
Do you feel...
About 45 years.
Do you feel like if it wasn't for your character...
Yep.
...that Alan Partridge, that would have been... We'd have seen the last of that. 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think it is about my character. Although the chap who plays Alan Partridge, also fantastic. Worth his place, I think.
That's true, actually.
Simon Coogan.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Steve Coogan. Yeah. He's good, isn't he?
He was there last night at the film.
Oh, was it? Did he have a premiere?
We had like a screening, yeah.
And he came along to it?
Oh, he was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he think there was a fee? How did he get in there?
I think his company made it.
I think.
There's the connection.
In through the back door.
It was a work commitment for Steve. It was a baby cow work commitment.
Yeah, you can expense it.
Yeah.
This film is in cinemas tomorrow.
Yes.
And if we're playing this out on the Saturday show, because we repeat this on Saturday.
Yeah, but quite right.
This film is out in cinemas now.
Yes.
It is called The Ballad of Wallace Island, and it looks funny, poignant, very beautiful, and Dominic said it made him cry.
It did, surprisingly, it made me cry towards the end of the film, and it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Well, that's very kind, thank you.
Tell everybody what it's about, Tim.
What it's about is there's an eccentric millionaire, and I live on an island, and I decide to organise a private gig for myself with my favourite band.
Love it.
A folk duo who have since split up and who also used to be lovers. Mm. And I hoodwinked them both to be on the island at the same time to try and bring them back to play their beautiful music just for me. And, it's how that unravels, how, you know, it's about I guess it's about nostalgia and whether you should go back and people being stuck. I don't know, it's all these things. Mm. Beautiful Island, some nice rain going on.
Yes.
Tom Basden's beautiful music, Kerry Mulligan absolutely smashing it out the park. And yeah, it is kind of, it's, well, I mean, we're very proud of it.
I was about to say, you should be.
We really are. It's kind of, it's such a mad thing to take this long to make it. And it felt quite pressurised because you don't, you know, obviously it's a cliche that you shouldn't really go back. But it did feel, it felt great when we were making it. And now, yeah, I don't know, it's difficult to make a feature film. And I don't know whether I'll make another one. You don't know whether you'll get that chance again. So
I think you will.
Well, hope so. But at the moment, we're just happy that we made one that we all really like here.
Wow.
Well said.
Wow, look at you being a grown-up.
Yeah, you've got to be, you know. When you've seen your face on an enormous screen, you've got to take a step back.
Yeah.
So what's next now? Is this going to engulf your life for the next kind of...
Really engulfed it for about 4 months. It's amazing, you know... You wouldn't have noticed it necessarily, but we took it to America and went to Sundance and stuff like that. And then, yeah, it's weird because I go on things like this and I always enjoy this sort of stuff. This is the first time I've had to do things where you're like in a junket, where you're like, and it's weird because no one really prepares you for that. So you just get shuffled into a room and they go, okay, let's do this. And you're like, oh, I don't even understand this genre of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're just answering the same questions again and
junkets
again.
Junkets are weird. So I'll do interviews with people like you in hotels around London and stuff like that. We tend not to ask too many questions about the film because we kind of think they want to talk about anything else, I think.
Yeah.
But that junket environment is so bizarre. And you've got a woman in the back doing windmill signs.
Oh, it's right,
you've had your
good.
2 minutes now.
Yeah. It's a very interesting world.
Mm.
And you sort of have a mixture of some people on a screen and then there's a chair there. And then they'll sort of go, okay, the next person is live. And then a sort of human will come in. And you're then talking to a human. And then they'll leave. And then you're back to talking to someone from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense.
No, exactly.
So, yeah, I've been doing this for a few months in America and then here. And then I think as of tomorrow, it just sort of ends when it's in the world.
Is it out in America yet?
It's out, yeah.
So it's out already and it's going down well?
Well, yeah, that was kind of mad. The first time we ever saw it was in front of, I think, 1,400 people in Sundance Festival.
Now, you know it's good, right?
No, well, I don't. No, at that stage, I was happy with it because, you want first. The first thing is you don't want it to be like an absolute turkey that you hate.
Sure,
But I hadn't seen it in its complete entirety.
What, until Sundance?
Yeah. I remember like leaving about halfway through the final. They were doing the tiny things with sound and stuff, but that makes a big difference. That stuff. So then I left because I had a gig, and then it would have been about 11 months later. We're in a cinema, and we hadn't had a cast and crew in the UK, so we had no idea really how it would play. And now we're doing it the first time in front of Americans. And as Dom will tell you, it's pretty English, the film.
It's quintessentially English.
Yeah, I mean, it's like lots of references to sort of Monster Munch. And,
yes.
And anyway, it's
rice pudding features.
Yeah, lots of rice pudding features. Yeah. And then, three or four minutes in, people start to like laugh and things. And then you realise that people are actually engaged in it. And then... it was. Well, there was a. It's horrible to say, isn't it? But there was a standing ovation at the end.
Oh, amazing! I'm so happy for you.
That's incredible. That's disgusting. That is gross.
I think it's brilliant.
That's horrible. But anyway, it was kind of mad. So you sort of worry that in America it will just sink without a trace. But I think some people watched it in America, and then now it's sort of the other way around, where you go, well, if they liked it there, then surely they'll like it here. But you never know.
They will.
But
they
it's going
will.
Into cinemas, and then we'll sort of see. But people are like. Yeah, people have been sending nice messages and things. So I don't know. We'll see.
People will love it. I genuinely think people will love it. It's one of the best films I've seen for a long time. Seriously. It's really good.
I'm very, very pleased for you.
Thank you.
I really am. I think it's brilliant, and I can't wait to watch it. As I said, I love the trailer, and I'm like, right, I've got to watch this. And it's so good. For a man obsessed with curry, it's such an achievement.
Oh, they do eat a chicken charcuterie halfway through the film.
Oh, yes. Of course they do. Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, ad lib chicken charcuterie.
That was the... do you know in this scene, I think we need to be eating some kind of curry.
I'm thinking that's what will help it.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's changed your life. You never have to pay for a ticket to see Mumford & Sons live ever again because you've gotten in there.
Yeah, I now have the in. Yeah.
That's true.
He's fantastic, that guy.
Yeah, he is good, isn't he?
Yeah, I know, he really is. Has he been in the studio?
Yeah, yes, he has.
On the shoulders of giants.
Yeah. It's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I think he was... He played a big part in the film. I think he was... He was positive about the film to Carrie when we first sent her the script.
Oh, really?
Really?
He said, yeah, come on.
You should do this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's nice.
Good. Yeah, you need Marcus Mumford on board if you want to make anything these days.
Anything at all.
Him and Steve Coogan, obviously. That's
that's a good axis, yeah.
So what's the next thing? Are you still gigging?
Yeah, it's starting to again, yeah.
Love this.
Yeah, I'm going to do a new show in Edinburgh. And, but before that, I'm doing a small book tour to promote the book.
Mm. Where can we see? How do we find the dates? Do we go to a website?
LA Baby.
LA Baby.
On the Plosive website. It's just a small tour, like about maybe 10, 12 dates, I sit down with a luminary and we talk about the book. And, I read some stuff out. And so it's sort of... I did it with the last book and I really enjoy it because it is obviously a lonely job being a comedian, sort of, you know, traipsing around Derby.
We'll be your friend.
Yeah, but you can't all come with me.
No, we can't come to Derby. You could get a minivan.
Yeah, no, as we've said many times, we can't come to Derby.
I think we've made that clear too.
If you would like to see Tim Key, then Exeter.
Bristol,
Birmingham, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Brighton. London and Leeds at the Wardrobe.
Leeds is sold out. Leeds is in conversation with Jess Nappet, the great Jess Nappet.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, and are there different people that you're in conversation with? I've not been asked
different
to speak
people,
to you on
yep,
any of these.
Yep, John Kearns in Edinburgh.
Right.
Yep.
No space for me, that's fine.
No space
when
for
you play Leeds, the Wardrobe is opposite Agra, which is one of the best Indian restaurants in Leeds.
Yeah,
it's literally opposite Agra.
Actually is.
Yeah, well, I'll go there with Jess Napper.
There you go.
Fully aware about it.
Yeah.
You're fully aware.
Go and see the Ballad of Wallace Island.
Oh, please do.
From the brilliant man that is Mr. Tim
Yes,
King.
Go and watch it.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. I look forward to our curry.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, we're out of here. Well, I'm not here tomorrow. Toby's going to do the show.
Yes.
I'm back Saturday morning. Have a great Thursday. And say goodbye, Tim.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks
goodbye,
for tuning
everybody.
In.
Everybody.
Do not pass go. Do not collect £200.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. GlobalAcademy.com.
And they're coming down the final furlong now. And Long Drive Home is being chased down by I'm Tired. I wish I didn't have to drive home. It's losing ground. As Better Get a Travelodge is coming up fast. Long Drive Home is fading. As Better Get a Travelodge comes tearing up on the inside. And Better Get a Travelodge takes it!
Sporting event coming up. Better Get a Travelodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country. At travelodge.co.uk.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too.
Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK...